5:36, good morning. Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. Happy Tuesday to you. Going to get to a high of 27. It's going to be a spectacular day in Montreal. And the last three, 4 days in the news, we've been hearing a lot about Trump, the G7 summit, him insulting our prime minister on Twitter. And we've been hearing about Robert De Niro, too, at the Tony Awards. He insulted Donald Trump, and now he's, I guess, retracting his statements. He feels bad.
Well, he's not the only one. Like, a lot of people, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, Thanks Canada was trending, like Americans thanking Canadians for so much.
It was nice to see.
Yeah, this one says, Thanks Canada, my American daughter just received a wonderful and affordable education from McGill. I couldn't have asked for a better experience. Thanks Canada for allowing my parents and other refugees to call this beautiful country home, and for letting us practice our religion, celebrate our culture, and be whoever we want to be. It gave me chills reading through them. So if you do have a chance today to go on Twitter and look up the hashtag Thanks Canada. But yeah, Robert De Niro has apologized to Trudeau and other Canadians for what he's calling Donald's idiotic behavior. His words, not mine.
And I just want to make a note of apology for the idiotic behavior of my president. That's a disgrace. It's disgusting.
He apologized.
Am I the only one that wants to see De Niro and Trump just meet face to face?
Oh, like, I
just, what a great standoff, yeah. You know?
I'm watching you.
I'm that sincere, though. Like,
of course.
This apology, though, I feel like he just had to do the apology.
And I just want to make a note of apology for the idiotic behavior of my president.
He's apologizing for the president. For a second, I was like, why is he apologizing?
No, he's not apologizing to Trump. He's apologizing to Canadians.
Yes.
This is Robert De Niro. He doesn't apologize for anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on now.
And Trump, he called Trudeau very dishonest and weak. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, like, political. It was like a low blow. And a lot of Americans are actually apologizing on behalf of Trump.
Did you see the video of Trudeau's eyebrows falling off?
Yeah,
his eyebrow was not falling off.
Apparently, it was fake.
Really?
It was a trick of the light. It was. Yeah. When he looked down the way the light was, it does look like it's... Because I'm looking at him.
I was kind of freaking out for a little bit.
I was like, does every world leader need to have some sort of like fake hair on their body? That's all I was thinking. I'm like, I know Trump has a little carpet on top of his head, but Trudeau's doing it too. It kind of ruined it.
For fun, you got to check the video out, though.
I looked at it a million times and I'm like, why wouldn't he just dye his eyebrows darker instead of... But no, he doesn't...
Or get some microblading.
So many options.
Like, he's been fooling us all this time.
Over eyebrow wigs, which I don't even think are a thing. And he's definitely not getting up and putting on every day, okay?
Check that video out when you get a chance, though. It'll make you laugh.